This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Yeah. I'm gonna pay the IRS.
Then I got high. Well, that's a good reason to get high. Okay. Write him a check, I guess. But then I got high. Lots of people are gonna get high. Lots of people are high. Remember, buzz driving is drunk driving.
That's right.
Why is this all about the IRS? I don't know. Well, Method Man did neglect to pay $52,000 in taxes because he's a pothead, so there is that. Yeah, we're going to get high. We're going to get high. Okay. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, live and local in the Bay and around the world on the KGO app, which you can now download for your tablet and your iPad. And we KGO go wherever you go, including all of our podcasts. And in stereo, everybody, just Bluetooth it to your car. I want to talk about pot. So the initiative is go. It's a green light for legalization here in the state of California. Californians are set to decide whether to make recreational marijuana legal, as other Western states have done. So this came about Tuesday, but it's no surprise. Governor Newsom supports it, and I think a lot of people do. I'd love to hear from people who don't endorse it. One of the things that I want to talk about right out of the box here tonight, this is a problem in Colorado. It's going to be a huge problem here. And here's the headline. As adults legally smoke pot in Colorado, more minority kids are arrested for it. That's right. Marijuana, of course, is legal in Colorado. They were the first ones to do this, as long as you're 21. But it's still illegal for kids. And let's not call 20-year-olds kids. I don't hear any tween in 20. Okay? I just don't. And they are dominating the marijuana arrests in Colorado. But this other startling trend has also developed. Arrest rates have risen dramatically for young blacks and Latinos. And these kids are being ordered to pay $1,000 fines. And they look at things much different than the way a lot of people do, say the police. I don't think that white people would smoke as much as we do. I don't know. Says one minority. But I have to tell you, the numbers are astonishing. A Colorado Health Department survey found that there was a huge racial difference in who smokes pot. But the marijuana arrest rate for 10 to 17-year-olds, and by the way, it fell by nearly 10% from 2012 to 2014, while rates for Latinos and black youths respectively rose more than 20% and 50% more. So 20% more for Latinos, 50% more for black youth under 21 who are not allowed to smoke pot. So if it's happening there, it's going to be happening here. So if you know, they just took a Snapchat of the courthouse on any weekday, any given day around noon, and there were a dozen kids in line, only one white kid there. And they think that is largely part of the reason Colorado voters passed legalization anyway. They're tired of this sort of racist theory on the war on drugs, right? But local police have shifted their attention to minority kids. A spokesperson said, well, it's not a matter of what police want to focus on. But it's what people are reporting to authorities. So here's the bottom line on this. Most of the cases are complaint driven. So somebody dials 911, cops show up, all right? And we get a complaint from someone. We're not sure where it's going to take us, but we have to act on it. So I get a call to a residence or a location. I don't know who I'm going to encounter until I get there. Pot arrests for adults of all racial groups have been cut since legalization. But, you know, there is empathy for he empathizes that marijuana is a low priority for the department. But look, you know, the black and Hispanic kids are getting busted left and right. Now, why is this? Why is this? The emerging legal marijuana industry is overwhelmingly white owned and white dominated, and it provides good access to white customers. So one possibility is that this leaves the illegal market disproportionately composed of people of color, both buyers and sellers. 808-0810. Brian, you are KGO news guy.
Yeah.
Thoughts on all of this?
I don't know. I really think that they should legalize it and tax it. People are doing it in mass numbers anyway. And I'll say most of the biggest potheads that I know that are my friends are all white.
Right. But so what's happening in Colorado? So the police are trying to say, well, we have to, if somebody calls, then we have to act on it. I just don't see how it's any different. Here's what I don't get with this whole story is. You mean to tell me that the Black and Latino community are calling 911 about, hey, my neighbor kid's smoking pot more than the white folk? I'm not sure. I'm not sure I buy that. 808-0810 is the number. How do you feel about this? Because I'm telling you, this is going to happen.
Well, you would imagine that there's a certain amount of profiling going on, especially in those communities where police are having maybe a little bit more of an eye out for those groups.
808-0810. I, as a Black woman, this one person says it's an anomaly in the industry, and news that the minorities are being arrested at a higher rate really pisses her off. Because it's just what I'm talking about. Now, you know, I hear what the police are saying. I hear that. But 93% of the youth under 21 who are being arrested are most likely Black, followed up by Latinos. Like 93%. And I don't think they're trying to say it's complaint driven.
Yeah, I just don't see that.
And by the way, I don't mind talking to people who are opposed. We're going to get some people in here to talk about this, who are opposed to legalization of marijuana in the state, because I'd like to hear their argument, too. Area code 415, outside of San Francisco, 808-0810.
And you know, Drex, I think part of the problem is that federal law is different from state law, so...
Federal law still says no, Brian.
I know,
with
exactly.
All of it. Yeah.
So these two different laws that are, you know, going at each other, that are, you know, butting heads rather than working together. And I think it can confuse law enforcement.
By the way, should Trump win by chance, and the Attorney General, Chris Christie, is in office, the first thing he's going to do is go to the federal court and say, as Attorney General, here are the states who are violating federal law. Kaboom, we're done.
And he's going to put the clamps down.
He's the kibosh. Goodbye. Goodbye, marijuana. I don't know how anybody feels about that.
Well, I don't know. It hasn't really worked. So it hasn't worked yet. So I can't imagine that it would continue to do so.
But again, 808-0810 is the number, because I want to talk about this disproportionate 93% of the arrests for marijuana in the state of Colorado are African-American and Latino youth under the age of 21. They're coming to get them. And the authority are saying, hold on, don't get uptight. Don't get uptight and white. Don't get uptight, because we're just acting on complaints. I just don't buy that. Do you? 808-0810. All right, we'll take your calls next. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham. I got to tell you, I have a lot to say about marijuana in the state of California. And so the discussion is, go ahead. Looks like we're going to legalize. The vote is on in November, one of the ballot initiatives. But look out. 93% of the minorities of the arrests in Colorado for youth are minorities. And it's off the scale. If there's 12 kids in front of the courthouse any given day, one of them is white. And if you don't think it's going to happen here, you're wrong. You're high. So let's go to the phones, 808-0810. And it's a big problem, and the cops are trying to say, well, you know, we just have to respond to the calls that we get, and then we have to legally act. Let's start with Cherie in Campbell. Good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I live in Oregon, and they legalized marijuana there, and we have field after field growing with 8-foot fences everywhere. It's an awful experience. It stinks. It's just, I'm blown away by what we've done in that state.
Well, let me ask you, you guys are just, several months into the experiment. Are these crops that you're talking about legally grown?
Yes.
They are.
And it's everywhere. I moved into a house, and it was growing next door and behind me. And the fences are 8 foot tall all over the place.
Wow. So
we drive down the street going, oh, well, there's another pot growing, because you can tell just by looking at the fences.
So let me ask you a couple questions. Do you get high yourself?
Not any longer.
Okay. Did you vote for the legalization of marijuana in Oregon?
I did.
You did?
Yes.
Do you regret that?
I do regret that.
Okay. And why is that? Why are you having this regret? The buyer's remorse?
Because it's ridiculous. The whole process of it's overwhelming. Everybody's doing it. It's coming up everywhere. It's like the wine industry has come in the same way into Oregon. We have a lot of wine, and that's not such a bad thing. But the marijuana is just over the top. People aren't working. They're doing pot. You know, they can sit on their tush and trim marijuana plants, and they don't have to do anything there. I mean, it's awful.
So
make a lot of money.
Yeah, and
it's all about the money.
I suppose, Campbell, it sounds to me like it's a small town, and nobody's... There's no, I guess, here's the thing. So we're going to be able to have 6 plants, so they say. Is anybody counting the number of plants? This is the other thing that gets me. Honest to God, is anybody counting the plants? How many plants are you allowed to have?
Up there? That depends on how many cards you can get. So you get per each person. You know, each person allows you to have so many plants.
All right.
Yeah. So there's hundreds of plants in some of the places.
So if I have 4 people living in my house, that would be 24 plants, and that's a lot of marijuana. Yes.
That's a lot of marijuana. In fact, in Medford, Oregon, they're trying to do something about growing it within the city limits now because it's overwhelming.
Well, thank you very much for the call. Okay. I can tell you, Oregon. I'm Oregon. I'm out of it. Buyer's remorse. Wish we could do it again. Okay, to the next call we go. I'm telling you, you know, and who's going to count plants? Who's going to be the counter police? 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, there's a sprout there. Oh, does that count? Tom and Antioch. Good evening, Tom.
Hello.
You're on KGO. Thanks.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yes, I'd like to say, and by the way, I'm actually starting to like you on the radio. You're pretty good.
Thank you.
We're on the same page on a lot of things. I am hoping for the marijuana law to not pass in California. And one of my reasons behind it, because I'm a father, and even though I do smoke myself, I have a legal card to do it. I'd like to see them keep it medical as opposed to recreational. And the reason why is, it does sound like you're too savvy on this, so I'll catch up to speed on something. There's this stuff where they concentrate the marijuana, really, really stuff. It comes to, they call it wax or dab or something. The issue with that thing is that your average 15-year-old kid smoking that stuff every day, it's really going to melt some brain.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you.
Yeah. And I just wanted to make one comment to you real quickly. I'd like you to see you make a show sometime on Building 7. And I'd also like you to have a show sometime where you guys could do some fact-checking on all the different stuff that the politicians say, because a lot of stuff comes over the radio that you guys say. I mean, not you say, but that people say it, and there's silence. So it almost sounds like they're telling the truth if you don't know. But great show, and vote no on marijuana.
All right, thank you very much. I do appreciate it, sir. Let's go to Willie in Stockton. I want to say something first here because I pulled up one of the dispensaries. So just to his point about the wax. So right now we have medical marijuana. So let me see. If I want to go get me I want an ounce of, let's say, chisel. And what else would I want? I'd want a big bag of Lemon Larry for $340, and I'll have some OG Kush for $340. If you don't think that there are people going to the dispensaries right now and shelling out their $340 for their big bag, their 1 ounce bag of OG Kush, and then reselling it for $50 a gram, you are high yourself. You might as well be stoned to your gourd, because that's exactly what's going on. It's already happening here. So when we talk about the disproportionate amount of minorities being arrested, what do you think's going on now, man? You know, the medical marijuana card in this state is a joke, and you know it is. 808-0810. To the phones we go, Willie in Stockton.
Yeah, what I want to say is, you're right. Being a black man, there is no way that that black people are going to call the police.
No.
Over someone smoking weed.
No,
that's not going to happen.
That's ridiculous. True. It's asinine. Thank you for calling and representing. Because I'm sitting in the office thinking about this when I read this article. I'm like, this is BS over the top. My head's going to explode.
It is BS.
Yeah.
And no one's looking at how things escalate between the black community police and the Latino community, because then a lot of them are worried about the possibility of being deported. No way they're going to call the police.
It's not going to happen. No, I'm totally with you 100%. Thank you for the great call. He's right on the money. So the cops say, well, you know, white folk aren't calling on the white kids. The black folk are calling on the black kids. No, they're not. They're not calling the police. Just stop. All right, to the phones we go. 808-0810. Daniel, I'm sorry. Let me see here. We got a lot of calls. Okay,
80-415-808-0810.
Yes, go ahead, Daniel. You're on.
Yes, your implication is that there's racism here, and I don't think so.
Well,
I think their behavior is different. I think they are not using as much discretion as other kids.
Tom,
and I think they may have priors. I mean, they just...
Oh, come on. Tom nailed it.
No, what
Tom
do you mean?
Nailed it.
Say,
blacks,
come on.
Blacks are not going to call the police on black kids smoking pot.
Mm-hmm. Well, these kids are not using discretion then. They're smoking it and it's bothering people. They're smoking it in areas that it's bothering people. It's wafting around and what have you. So, you know,
what do you
think is
going to happen?
Discretion.
What? Okay, so when it's legalized, by the way, you're going to vote for legalization, Daniel?
I'm going to vote a yes. I don't see, well, there seems to be a lot of problems with it, as has been mentioned. You know, with your callers
in Oregon, yes.
Sounds yeah,
like
but
a
I don't
mess.
Think I don't think these kids are really using it responsibly, and that really being really thoughtful about where they're smoking.
Kids
up.
Aren't. Oh, but hold on, time out. Kids aren't supposed to be smoking it. Period.
Oh, they do anyway.
But that's
do
right.
Anyway.
Yes, they do. And so let's cut the BS.
And these kids are probably taking them because they're probably in the judicial system already.
Done, gone, out, peace out. No, not having that BS. Come on, man. They're already in the judicial system because they're in the hood. Are you kidding me? 415-808-0810. I'll make more of this after we take the break. Come on. Here's Lee Graham with a look at traffic. You don't have to pay them. Just pay the man. Okay, 808-0810. You'll listen to the Trex Radio Show. The lines are completely packed. As people drop off, then you can... Oh, my God. I have to tell you. So we're talking about the legalization of marijuana. We started with a call from Oregon where she has a voter regret. Oregon out of there. She wishes because, you know, there are 8-foot pot plants everywhere in Campbell, Oregon. And it reeks. And you know, everybody's stoned and clipping weeds. Okay. So, and then the other thing, I started this conversation with the whole story that more minority kids are arrested for it. If there are 93% of the arrests by youths in the state of Colorado are black and Latinos. Okay. 93%. And Daniel from San Francisco called and said, well, they were already in the system.
Damn, Daniel.
What the hell are you talking about? No, just not having it. To the phones we go, 808-0810. And by the way, you know, these $1,000 fines, and the police are saying, well, you know, if we get a complaint, we have to act on it. So therefore, if somebody, African-Americans are calling on African-Americans, then we have to bust them. That's just the way it is. So there. Okay. And I'm not buying that. Okay, let's start with Chico in Humboldt. You're on KGO.
Hello. Yeah, we've been hearing a lot about the legalization process because they're going through it up here now. And what it seems to me what's going to be happening, what is happening is that we're getting a whole bunch of middle people in here now that don't grow it, and their hands are going to get sticky and keep the profits and... It's a mess. It could be voted down because there's a lot of people that grow it that are subsistence type that the government's going to make it, you know, it's like the revenuers are going to have bootleggers.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And thank you very much for calling, Chico. I know that, you know, we've talked before about Humboldt County a lot. Let's face it. It's the gold. Well, what is it? It's the Emerald Triangle. There it is. I know what it is. It sticks to the wall. That's what I know. Molly in Sacramento, good evening. You're on KGO.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling, Molly.
So a couple of things. First off, you were mentioning about the profit of people going in and purchasing it and then turning around and selling it. There is no profit. Having been a grower, having both sold in African-American communities and also in white communities, it is very different, the mentality that people have. So, like, when I'm in the hood with my friends, we're, you know, sitting on the stoop, smoking our blunts, this and that, sitting outside. When I went to the white areas, they are very much in the bathroom, you know, blowing it through something to make the smell go away. So they're more conspicuous. So it's a cultural difference. So, granted, 97%, that's pretty drastic, I agree. But there's also different mentalities there. They're different areas. And then back to the point of the money-making thing, you know, as a grower, when you grow, you can do one or two things. You can sell to a dispensary, which you don't make very much money. Because, you have to grow these plants. It takes a lot, indoor, outdoor, whatever.
Oh, I know. I know. It's very sophisticated, especially to take care of these hardcore brands. I know. And they're real.
Like, these strands are legit. I mean, you have your indica and your sativas. And there really is a science to it. By the way, it's called rosin. There was a customer who called earlier about the condensation of it, and it's actually a much healthier way to ingest it because you're not smoking it.
Right.
Lungs are awful for you. You know, joints are terrible for you. With rosin, you can vaporize it, and it's very safe, and it is a new way of doing it. But you're not, you know, hurting yourself in that way. And if we legalize it and we start taxing it, we make money. Right now, we're not making money, and everybody's smoking it anyway.
Well, they are. Thank you very much for making the point. But when I was talking about the dispensaries, if you don't think that there are people who are going in there and buying it for $340 a gram, the strawberry cough, the strawberry bubba, what am I looking at, sage and sour, all of these things, and then going out and reselling it to people who don't have cards, well, I think that you're sorely mistaken, and you're high. 808-0810. All right, let me see. We're going to go. The phones are full. As people drop off, you can call us.
Well, I'm on KGO.
You are on KGO. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, this is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
I have a couple things. For freedom of speech, I got to say this. The stupid mofos are trying to run our government and say legalize marijuana for whatever age group. The Latinos, because I'm a Latina, who are trying to make a living, if they see an opportunity, whether or not they're drug dealers or not, they're going to take the opportunity. And if they're born here, they're going to take it to the extreme. So if they think that legalizing marijuana is going to keep it on the down low, it's not.
Absolutely not.
It's going to make them want to go out there and say, hey, I'm going to be an entrepreneur, because that's what America is all about, is being an entrepreneur and making a living. And if you live in Silicon Valley, you're going to do what you got to do to make a living in this valley.
Absolutely. You're right on. And by the way, this is already going on in all the states where it's legal. I'm telling you, she's right. If you know, so if it's $340 for an ounce, you know, you can go down to the person who's not selling it at a dispensary, and they'll sell it to you for two and a quarter or something. Yeah, why would you?
Exactly.
Right.
If you have a card and you can make a business out of it, if it costs you $340, you could double up your money. You're going to double up that money.
Absolutely, and it's happening all over the place. She brings up a great point, and thank you for saying that. It's not going to go away. Yeah, this is one of the big myths about legalizing marijuana. That market is still, it's just like one of my callers said, just like the bootleggers. It's still gone on. You can go get your whiskey, but you can get your shine too. It's the same thing with pot. Ain't no different. So if I can pay $200 for a bag, why would I go to the dispensary and pay $340? Why would I do that? And by the way, when the 5-0 pull you over, pot is pot, man. You know, where is the state of California tax going to be on the bud? You tell me. Okay, let me see. Next we go to, we will go 808-0810. And where do you want me to start out here? Lopes. Oh, lines are full. Look at this. Sam in Oakland, good evening.
Good evening, sir. Have either of the major presidential candidates come out about marijuana?
Yes. Yes. Hillary Clinton has said she will leave it up to the states to decide. Donald Trump dances around it. I think he is kind of sort of on the let the states decide. I think they both are. But Chris Christie, should he become the attorney general, it's all over.
It's all, what do you mean it's all over?
Well, Chris Christie is not having any of this. He made that very clear from the very first debate. He will not allow any state to have it, period.
Christie is a stupid altar boy.
I understand.
I don't know how he ever got as far as he did. He is a stupid altar boy. He needs a cardiologist 24/7. I don't know how they ever promoted such a jerk.
Well, we don't know that he'll be the attorney general, but he's Donald Trump's, shadow. So if he's not going to be the vice president, he's going to be the attorney general.
So we could tell that fool to go to hell.
Right on. So what's your point about all of this?
Well, I had originally called. I mean, I said, well, how many years could a 14-year-old kid go buy a pack of cigarettes? I mean, to have the 21-year-old age limit on minimum on cigarettes is ridiculous. I don't smoke cigarettes. I haven't had a cigarette in California. I used to smoke when I was in high school, but I don't smoke anymore. But I'm very much in favor of legalizing marijuana. We've been over this for how many years?
Well, but do we know the technicalities? Thank you for calling. John in San Leandro, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGL.
Yeah, how you doing, Drex?
Good. Good.
I love you guys. You know that.
Right on.
But
thank
here's
you.
Here's what I want to say. Everything you're saying now, they said about alcohol then. Kids got a hold of alcohol then, and there's kids getting a hold of alcohol now.
Right.
And the same effect is happening. Okay, I grant you. People would make profit in selling reselling the buds every 13. Granted. Okay. Capitalism. Right?
Yeah, no, it is capitalism. Whether it's legal or illegal, it is.
It's capitalism. And here's another thing, though. There's something more or less, though. Okay. Granted, a lot of people feel that marijuana shouldn't be legal and everything and all this other crap. But in reality, when you drink alcohol, you get your chest, it alters your whole body, it alters everything, your whole mental concept of life. When you smoke bud, sometimes you mellow out. You don't see people jumping on roofs and you know, they back and enjoy themselves with the marijuana. Granted, it is. Now, look, here's another thing. Like you said, they got a 93% minority
arrest rate in Colorado for minority kids. Exactly. If you're just joining us, and the police are trying to say, if you're just joining me, that here's the reason that we're busting the black and Latino kids, because that's where we're getting calls from. I am not buying that. I'm
you
just
know,
not buying
that's
it.
Not true.
Yes,
that's not true.
It's not true. One of my callers, yes, a half hour ago, called and said, Drex, if you think that black folks are calling the cops on black kids, what time is it? I said, it's bud time, because that's BS.
That's true. But that's what the police been looking for, no matter which state or which city you go for, whether drugs is illegal, whether marijuana is illegal or not. This is their mentality anyway.
Well, I got a break here. But thank you for the great call. Look, and these fines are $1,000 a clip. So let's look at them like parking tickets. Okay, so we can get $1,000 parking tickets. All I got to do is go through the hood, and we'll get away with this. We will bust the black kids and the Latino kids. $1,000 a pop. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. If you think it's not going to happen, you're high. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
KGO
810 traffic.
Thank you, Drex. Back to Pleasanton. This look at traffic's brought to you by NorCal Toy.
All right, we're going to vote. We're going to go ahead and vote on the legalization of marijuana. I don't know. You know, yeah, I get high, and who doesn't? And yeah. All right, and I guess I'm going to vote yes. But it's just like we spoke to somebody from Oregon a while ago, and no, it's a hot mess. It's a hot mess. And
to be fair, they're just getting started in Oregon, kind of implementing this law. I think they were the last state to actually legalize it, with maybe Alaska. But where you really want to look is to Washington and to Colorado. Like you said, that they're having all these problems, arresting more minorities than
93%. Yes.
Yeah, than white people.
And they try to say, well, the cops, you know, that's where we go is where we act. So if we're called to a black neighborhood and there's some black kid smoking marijuana, well, then that's who we have to arrest. The emerging, you'll love this story, the emerging legal marijuana industry is overwhelmingly white owned and white dominated and provides good access to white customers. So one possibility is that that leaves the illegal market disproportionately composed of people of color. What? 808-0810. Let's go back to the phones, and this is Joe and Orinda. Good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
I was almost calm again, and then you mentioned the lady from Oregon, and she kept saying up there and over there and up there, and I don't really believe that she's from Oregon, number one. Number two, let me just real quick preface this. I used to sell marijuana for years, man, way before you were born. And yes, I did pay taxes, by the way, to the government. Because Al Capone.
Oh, okay.
And because I wanted Social Security, man. I did pay taxes.
You paid taxes on the illegal weed that you sold?
Straight up. I just called it landscape maintenance.
Wow. Okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay.
Straight up. But that's not even part of the story. So I'm not going to vote for this. The six plant thing is ridiculous, number one.
Yep.
The taxes are ridiculous, number two. It should be more like tomatoes. I have more. I don't know how many plants I've got right now, but nothing over maybe 2 foot tall. And I'm cross-pollinating, making new seeds. I'm trying to reduce some of the THC level and making some plants that actually grow smaller. And I actually donate these plants to people that have medical issues, that are older folks. And when they show male, female, I will bring over the females for them, and they're already in containers. All I have to do is water them until October, November, and they get some stash, you know, and something nice. And it's not too potent. I'm trying to reduce the potency on some of this stuff.
Oh, because it's through the roof now. I mean, my God, some of this stuff is
Stupid. It's stupid. You can't
ridiculous.
I can't even enjoy a joint.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't smoke a joint. You know. I can only have like a hit maybe once in a while unless I get something that I'd like to leave. Are you still with me?
Yeah, yes, I am. I'm just looking at the menu at some of the
it's ridiculous.
20%
it's so
THC,
ridiculous.
Stuff like that. Through the roof, yeah.
Yeah, and how do they really measure that? Are they microbiologists? Are they epidemiologists?
I think that a lot of them are. Sage and Sour, here's a hybrid, 25.20 THC, 28.60 THCA. So I don't know if it is or not. But, I think that a lot of the dispensaries are doing a great job. But, again, if you don't think that people who have medical marijuana cards don't go in there and buy it and then resell it, come on, people, wake up.
You know what? I have not paid for marijuana in over, like, what, probably 5 years.
Well, you're growing it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know how much I use a year? Maybe a quarter ounce, maybe a half an ounce a year. If that, not even. No way. Maybe a hit a day.
It grows really, really well in the state of California.
It sure does, but you don't need containerized. You don't need 12-foot plants. It's not about getting rich on this thing, people. This is about, like, having tomatoes in your backyard that you can enjoy for part of the year that are really nice, and you don't have to go to the store and pay for them. But if you have to go to the store and pay for them, yeah, they should be regulated, taxed, and all that good stuff. But there should not be stores selling marijuana, and this law is – I haven't read the whole thing, but it's pretty much ridiculous. And, you know, and I just – and I'm a hardcore left-wing Republican. How's that?
That sounds about right. I'm going to let you go there at that because I want to get to the other phone calls. But thank you for the great call. He's made some great points. Misty in San Francisco, you're on KGO.
Oh, my God. Let's start here. A pothead is a pothead is a pothead is a pothead.
And I've had it with pot. You know, I can't stand, I can't even walk down the street, come out of a club, go over here, go over there. And, you know, I have to tell you, I've never met a pothead that I liked. They come across like they're one thing, but once you get into their little world, it's pot world. And they can't live without being high, and that's a problem. And in my opinion, there, you know, and everybody could debate this till the cows come home. It doesn't matter because it's the truth. There are demons in pot, and it is so out there and bad for people. Everybody thinks, oh, it's so natural, it's so this, it's so that. You know what? Look at the life and the inner life of a pothead, and there you will find the problems.
Amen. You got it. Thank you very much. And you said it. You put the period on the whole damn thing. I mean, seriously. I'm telling you, I'm with her. And yes, I'm going to vote yes, but look out, man. Look out. I still don't think we this state does not have a handle on the medical marijuana situation. It doesn't. It doesn't. You're kidding yourself if you think it does. If you think that the medical marijuana industry here in the state of California, it's on the up and up. Don't get me wrong. These dispensaries do a great job. But it's like just what I'm saying. Yeah, if I were 25, 23, it's like the one guy said, it's capitalism, man. So if you don't think it wouldn't cross my mind, I can go get myself a bag for $340 and make another $400 off of it. Come on. I'd be lined up every other day in there. Oh, and you think I'm the first person to think of that? And I'm not. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back. Tim Seeker, we're going to talk about movies coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.